Whether they support their country's protests or not, many Egyptians are slowly returning to their daily lives. But it's not business as usual for Egyptian hotel managers.
Nobody.
Nobody. That's what Gouda Fayyad tells us when we ask who was staying at his hotel, the Sphinx Guest House, which is on the edge of Cairo. Egyptian officials estimate the tourism industry has lost more than $1 billion since the protests began 2 weeks ago. Mahmoud Mamdou has worked since 2005 at the Mexicana Sharm Resort in Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea. He says Sharm el-Sheikh is calm, far from the largest protest in Cairo, but that hasn't helped. Business, he says, is the worst he's ever seen.
I don't know what happened. All the people are worried and scared. Although Sharm el-Sheikh is very far away, it's away from any problems.
People scared even though Sharm el-Sheikh is far away from the problems. And in Luxor, home to Egypt's ancient Valley of the Kings, things are not much better. Working the front desk of the Steinberger Nile Palace, Ahmed Hammam says his hotel is a lot quieter than usual. There are still some guests, but very few Americans.
I know it's quite difficult for the American people, you know, because the media, you know how it works. But most of it's British people and some other people like Russians and stuff like that. They feel safe and no problem at all, you know.
Hammam says even though the protests have damaged his business, he still supports the demonstrators.